Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1966. Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Has there ever been a song that feels like Monday more than that song? I mean, that was incredible. The Mamas and the Papas.
We use a word around here way too much, but it fits that song, and you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Better. That song is regal.
Oh, yeah, it's regal.
I thought you were Better Times for a second.
It's a combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's regal and Better Times. But regal, God, I mean, just the whole, is that a trumpet where it goes?
I don't know what that is.
That's regal.
And then that it falls back into my, I have these categories. And one of my top categories is when the band said, hey, we're going to do Monday. You want to sit in while we record it?
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine sitting in the studio when that was recorded.
Come on, man.
You would be like, what just happened? You would walk out of there. And that song, too. I never turned it off. It's a gray song. It's cloudy. Let's get the team fired up. Let's play Monday.
No,
it's not. It's kind of a, you know, dark, drizzly song.
Makes sense for that performance we had Minneapolis Friday.
Is that what you're doing?
There was a little bit of a downer theme.
Down.
I don't know. It's a complete downer song, but it's a complete epic song. Yeah, it's an 8.88 for me.
Yeah, high.
I absolutely love it. Thank you, Jake. Yes.
Could have played California Dream. California.
I haven't played that song before.
Have you?
I'll probably play that when they play UCLA or USC in November.
Monday, that'd be nice.
And then you like Dream a Little Dream for Me. Oh, my God. That song's good.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, I got to give that. I just respect the talent so much. I got to be in the nines. The talent, they're weird. I mean, they're in the freakazoid category, right?
Imagine this going on. How great does that sound? That was in 1966.
Yeah.
Listen to a song like that. We're over 50 years ago. Imagine that. Plugging your headset up down the basement.
Oh, God.
Shag carpeting. Let's pop this. Pop this.
Wood panel.
Yep. We've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
9-1. Yeah.
Rudy.
I'm going to say he liked it. 7-7.
Rudy, score?
I don't know what he's doing.
He's writing a whole. He's got a paragraph.
Great song. 8.8.
I think he panicked.
I think he did.
Rudy definitely forgot to do it.
Did you hear the song, Rudy?
Rudy has no idea. Rudy has no idea what that song was.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Sandmaster and KC 8.6. Mike and Dalton 6. Rick and Wahoo 9. Jake and Hickman 1 on that song.
Jake.
One.
Come on.
Ron, 3.8. Casey and Stewart, 3.2. Thanks for making my Monday worse. Nick, listen.
Wow.
Sorry. Bird Mountain, 2.4. Leroy, 7.7. Gavin and Pender, 7.
Thanks, Gavin.
White Sharpie.
Glenn's brother.
White Sharpie, 6. Houston, 4.7. Sarah, 7.9. Shamia, 7.7. I don't see our friend yet.
Nothing.
In Columbus.
Interesting.
Downtown Scott, 4.5, says Mondays suck. Eli from Fallbrook, Monday morning
suck.
4.5 also in that one. Travis and Ankeny, my birthday. Happy birthday, Travis. 6.7.
Hey, wait a second. Travis. Travis's birthday?
Yes.
And I do not see the gentleman from Columbus on the text
anything
line.
From the YouTube?
I do see some YouTube.
Okay.
Black Hills, Brennan, 4.78. Okay. Amy, 8. Nels in Montana, 7.5.
Hello, Nels.
Bolt, 7.9. East Lincoln West, 6. Albert, 9. Chad, 8.3. Brad, 9.2. Troy, 7.5. Genghis, 5.01. Better Times. And Chris, a 3. Song of the day is Monday
Thank
by
you.
The Mamas and the Papas from 1966.
Low scores.
It is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go on a Monday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The nice. King of remodels. You do everything for kitchen, bathroom, wears whole
a crown.
House. He wears a crown and a cape. You can call or text him at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Duke will be driving him around since he's got the injury with the knee, but he also said he knew that Husker Nation was struggling a little bit today, so he has offered up an 18% off. 18%
wow,
off for today. Today,
just for today only.
Today only.
If you set your price.
Randy, if you do your consultation with Randy, today is the one day, 18% off today. He'll throw the numbers down. Here's what it would be. Here's the 18% off. He does it for, he's about the people. He's totally about the people. That's Randy, though.
He's not going to jack you around.
No, not Randy. You kidding me? Guy's going so hard, it's unbelievable.
You get jacked around a lot. Not Randy.
Thank you. Randy keeps it honest. Football Facts Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Offensive coordinators, please bring back my fascination with elevation. Please bring back my fascination with elevation. This has went away, and it's sad. I watched the Kentucky game. Mm-hmm. They had 1st-and-1 at the 1 in overtime to take the lead for the great chance to upset Texas. And they ran the last two plays, the exact same play. Both of them made 0 yardage from the 1. They ran the exact same play twice in a row, and it was Dowdell was the carrier.
Oh, Dante Dowdell.
Dowdell was the carrier.
He didn't get in.
And he had the ball, and he kind of does a little bit of a, kind of a, not really like a jump, And you go back when me and Steve grew up, the elevation of the up and over from the goal line was the most
amazing.
You can't imagine when you painted this picture. When you saw Walter Payton, the jackknife, Jake, there was no tush push. Everyone's low and grinding.
Airborne.
No. This was airborne, and it was a epic. A lot of times they would land upside head over heels, and it was when you saw it, it was so awesome to see. And that was the go to on 4th-and-1. Instead, it was like it doesn't exist anymore.
You never see it.
Doesn't exist anymore.
I don't think you see it in the NFL.
No, And then they would have the linebackers were taught in the, so it was like 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, every short yardage. The linebackers, you used to watch them back in the day, were 5 or 6 yards deep. So when the snap happened, they would run towards the line of scrimmage, and they would have to launch to try to meet him in the air. And it was just, it was just an epic collision.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game. Delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I think part of it is probably like, I don't know if I want this guy up landing on his head, you know, type of thing. The running back.
Sure.
But it was to watch it. And that happened, Jake, every Sunday it would happen 6-7 times during the day.
It was common.
It was common. They would do it often. It would just be a goal line stand.
You're right.
And all they had to do is just break the plane.
We could talk about this for a half hour.
If you saw Kentucky, go back and watch their last two plays. It's a semi-jump, kind of a...
You know Dowdell can jump, though.
Yeah. He jumped at Nebraska.
Yeah,
I think a couple times.
And I don't know. And I'm telling you, however it was coached, it looked...
I think you're right.
I looked, it was like, hey, when you get the ball, just kind of... Instead of being like, it's this kind of, and I'm like, what was that? And the OC to call the same play twice in a row. But I'm just like, have something.
Yeah.
Also, like I said, as I'll bring up, it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, the play calling by Kentucky. First and one at the one and can't score. Mm-mm. Didn't have a play either. Didn't have a play.
Well, is there a mentality that says we're just going to block our way into the
end zone? Yeah, there's something about it, but it was Texas, and they're way better. And so they're way better up front. It wasn't because of the logo. They're just better. It had nothing to do with that. They had 150 yards of offense.
God,
Kentucky
dang it, though.
Did.
Dowdell was so good in that situation. He couldn't get Dowdell in.
Last year.
No.
He had 12 TDs in Nebraska last year. Short yardage.
Imagine remember the backs we saw.
How about Dickerson going
Dickerson.
Up and over the top?
Oh, he did, up and over.
Joe Boulder says Marcus Allen was the king of the flying touchdown jump.
Oh, it was
awesome. Thank you, Joe.
It was well done. And it was, you're like, here it comes, and when are you going to stop it? And the way he tried to stop it was the two linebackers set deep. They had to run towards the line. Imagine this one, coaching this one up, the linebacker coach. Here's what we're going to do. They're going to give the ball to Walter Payton.
Yeah.
You two guys are going to run full speed, and you're going to try to launch over the top of your defensive players and try to meet him midair, helmet to helmet. If we could. That's what we're going to try to stop.
How about, now hold on. Can we push back on Joe Boulder? I think Payton was the king.
Oh, I think Payton was
the Marcus king. Was Marcus good, though?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Joe, well, we're not pushing back hard.
No, we're not pushing back hard, but I agree.
Joe,
Walter,
come on.
Minor pushback?
Walter Payton had like I used the term jackknife with his body. It was incredible to see.
Payton could do it.
Yeah. Oh, it was something. We'll try to get a photo. Can we send some images in from us, from the breakers?
Hey, some jumpers
of Walter
here.
Payton
some jumping
going up and
here.
Over. Jake, I could talk about it. It was the thing of beauty. and it was every day. And I'm watching that game, and I'm going, this is our plan. Was it kind of, and just watch the jump. He kind of, and that was it. And then just, and they two plays in a row, no yardage,
God,
game
Dowdell,
over.
It's an interesting conversation for about seven reasons, but one is Dowdell is usually so good in that situation.
Oh, I agree. When they had him in the game, I go, hey, this is a pretty good spot. Got down to, it's third and about.
So who was, what was the score at this point?
It's the first overtime.
Oh,
they popped
in overtime.
Yeah, they popped a run. And also at this time, just so you know, Texas couldn't play any worse. Arch Manning was horrific.
Oh, God.
He was horrific.
Oh, God.
I mean, just look at his
He's
numbers.
Not
Rudy,
that good.
Pull his numbers.
It was
they had against Kentucky.
Right.
They scored 16 total, 13 in regulation against Kentucky. Couldn't score. And right now I asked Rudy, I go, what are they going to do? I said, can they bring Arch back? That's going to be because does it look like next year that he can win the national championship with Arch?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it at all.
Texas had 179 total yards of offense.
Wait a second.
A
second.
Here's the numbers.
They had 179 of total offense?
Arch Manning.
You almost have to bench him.
Yeah.
Arch Manning was 12 for 27 for 132, no touchdowns, no picks. And Texas ran the ball 28 times for 47 yards.
Sark is a genius on
offense. What is happening?
Play caller. He's got to have a play caller. How about having a quarterback? Yeah.
Ouch.
What's that?
Ouch.
We need a quarterback. I'm not on Arch.
No, a lot of guys with those numbers would get benched.
Arch stinks.
12 for 27.
What was it?
I just want you to imagine if that was the numbers.
It's trouble.
Even here.
Come on.
If that was the numbers. Yeah. And also they're playing.
They're playing Kentucky.
Who's dead last in the SEC?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. They're 16 of 16.
They're 2-5.
Arch is. Yeah. I mean, think about it. In the context of how he was built up, not by us necessarily. I mean, right away against Ohio State, we said, I just don't think Arch is very good.
And
that's been
further proven. Yeah, this whole
I don't know what you do now. I don't know what you do. If you're Texas, they're going, sitting there going, what do we do?
Because they're paying him $1 zillion.
And then can he win it all for it? Because here's the deal. If you're like, he can't win it all, you're at Texas, you have to go get somebody else. You can't be like going, no, he's good. If we win nine, we're good.
Okay, now
no,
wait a
there's
second.
No winning nine.
You don't just say, all right, he's going to get better. We have a
he's going to get better. He's going to get better.
Can you stick with him and say, we're banking on him to get much better?
There was a couple throws.
Can you do that?
And the only thing that I would look at and say is, are you not telling us the truth? Well, not the truth, or you're holding things back, meaning he's injured. But it didn't look like it. I'm watching him walk around. There was no trainers talking to him.
Could you also say what's he look like during the week? Does it look good during the week?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Oh, you can tell.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's times like that when you know that sometimes your quarterback's not very good and all of a sudden you're practicing, it's Tuesday, you're on defense like that, and the ball just whips 20 yards out of bounds. You're going like, okay, this is going to be a long day.
By the way, John Des Moines says Walter Payton jumped to the goal line better than anyone and is still the best running back of all time. He's confirming Payton the best.
Up and over.
Someone else does say Marcus Allen. We got two Marcus Allens.
Allen was special. I just think.
Allen was good. Yeah. No doubt about it. Joe Bowler. I love Joe Bowler. He's the best.
Let's remember now. What was his name?
Sweetness.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Can you imagine like that? Hey, who's over there? I think that's Jim McMahon. Oh, who's with him? Sweetness. Imagine being your name being Sweetness. That'd be incredible.
Sweetness, Dickerson, Allen.
Mm-hmm. Who else was there? Lytle Mitchell did.
Lytle Mitchell. He could jump. He was a jumper.
How was Barry Sanders at the jump?
Oh, I think he was good.
I don't know if he was. I don't remember
did
Barry.
Did he jump a lot?
I don't remember him being a jumper.
In.
I think
he was
more of a burrower.
Okay, well, he was good.
Yeah.
He'd burrow in there.
Yeah, he was smaller. So I don't know if that was his deal.
Hey, John in Des Moines reminded me on Twitter of my, John, I saw your tweet. Ooh. That my 42-13.
I saw that. I saw him tweet that at you too. Yeah,
a lot of people did. Oh, the other one I missed on. How about the other one I missed on that people remind me? Sip, you said the offensive line was a strength.
Hey, we're all allowed to be wrong.
Well, I was wrong a lot and bad.
But here you are still.
Yeah, like I said, and I took most of mine Minnesota. I took most of it off of a game of Purdue. But
I
it
feel
was,
better that you were with me
oh,
on this.
Oh, yeah. And I kept hearing people say, you know, this is going to be a tight game. And I'm like, the people that were saying this, I knew hadn't watched the game at Purdue. They were going off of logos. Like, hey, PJ Fleck will have them ready to go. And I'm going like, I agree, but I'm watching them. And they went out to Cal and got beat.
They got whipped by
13.
Cal.
By 13. And
they got whipped by Cal.
That's It's not good.
Cal lost to San Diego State 34-0.
The next game.
Yeah.
The next game.
But Cal did beat Carolina this week, though. Yeah. We'll get that in a second, though. But
Cal is 5-2.
Bill, the headline again, please.
Oh, yes. Please bring back my fascination for elevation.
Yes.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two next. Are we putting the must-win label on Nebraska Northwestern? That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.